Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to All Rather Mysterious, the podcast that aims to unlock the mysteries of the past with the key of fact. My name is John Rain.
My name is Eleanor Morton.
My name is David Reed.
Please join us as we present to you mysteries that have baffled the world.
Can you add any noises?
What about a door creaking?
You don't have to do it.
That weird kadunk that lights going off makes for some reason in films.
All Rather Mysterious.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
It's good to be back, isn't it?
Oh, it's good to be back. Good to be back.
Hello. And I was just commentating before we were on air.
I know you were, yes.
About how much you look like Serge Gainsbourg, bro.
I can't pronounce
it properly. No. Serge Gainsbourg, bro.
Serge Gainsbourg.
Although, to be honest with you, Barry, I don't know who he looks like. I don't know what he looks
he
like.
He looks like this.
He looks like
a man in a semi-detached in Watford with a paisley scarf round his neck, sitting in his underpants with some egg.
That's on his leg.
Dropped down on his leg and has cracked a little
well,
bit.
Well, this is the thing about all these like film stars and pop stars.
There.
When you see them in the magazines, they're all and you go, I would like their life,
of
you know.
Course.
But if you scratch the surface, if you scratch the surface, they're just like you and me,
of course they are.
I've seen that Kate Winslet in
real life.
Yeah, in real life, I've seen her in McDonald's arguing with the bloke behind the counter because her chips, she ordered large chips, right? And she got small chips, and she's kicking off in there. She's going, and I tapped her on the shoulder. I said, "When you was in Titanic, you wasn't like this at all."
No.
You was on the end of that boat, and you looked all regal and all that stuff. And now you're arguing because you haven't got the right chips. It's good to know, I said. It's good to know that you people are like...
I mean, you know...
She was pissed out of her face.
Yeah, of course, that's it. Well, she'd been down the spoons, hadn't she, in Neaston?
She'd been down the spoons. And she'd been in there all day on a Wednesday, you know, so, and she's got a few quid, so it's... Drinks on me.
This is the beauty of magazines like Hello or Now, where they capture people in their real environment.
I was in,
you know, Mr. Ramaswamy's newsagent just down near me, next to the Golden Fried Chip Shop. I was in there, buying some Ribena and some bog roll, right? Who do I see in front of me? Nigel Havers.
Nigel, he's quite posh in real life, isn't he?
Well, you would think so, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
And he's just doing a photo shoot with Hello magazine. There's some posh.
And he's got his blazer on.
He's got his blazer on and all that.
And he
picked up a Toffee Crisp and he's buying a scratch card and he's topping up his electricity tap.
You know? You wouldn't think that, would you, to look at him?
Not at all. And he's going, I'll have one of them vape liquids that they sell on the front.
I know.
At that moment, I'm just about to say, I used to like you on the telly. Death on the Nile he'd done? All these lovely, raw type. Out of his back pocket, Fool's a razzle. He tried to get that under the plastic cap.
Pick it up again.
Yeah. The producers would like to point out now that at no point has the well-known posh TV and film star Sir Nigel
Chariots of Fire star
ever purchased a razzle at Mr. Ramaswamy's. He may have done, but as far as we know and the producers know, he has not. As for
It's funny you say that because I was up in Manchester, right?
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know, I was just hanging out up there, yeah, like doing what I want to do. I don't have to go into why I was there, right?
No, you don't have to explain yourself to no one.
Exactly. Yeah. And on that basis, I should tell this story. Yeah. I'm in the newsagents, right?
Okay. It's in like
It used to be like one of them Martins. You know Martins news agents?
Oh, I know.
There's a big chain of them, right?
Quality news agents.
It had closed down. It had become something else. And then the name escapes me at the moment,
okay, right?
Anyway, I'm in there, and I go up to the front of the counter, right? And you know on the front of the counter in Manchester news agents, they have boxes of room odoriser, right?
I know.
But to you and me, right, it's poppers. Yeah. Okay, that's what it is, right?
Yeah, poppers.
Anyway, who stood in front of me? Jim Broadbent, right?
Okay.
He's there, right? He stood in front of me, and he's always like, he's got his sort of blue artist smock on and all
stuff.
And,
I know.
You know, and he's just been filming. He's been filming a top Hollywood film, right?
Yeah.
And this is just when he's come off the back of Gangs of New York with Martin Scorsese. Yeah. So he's flying high, right?
Yeah.
Anyway. Into the news agency goes, and he runs in really quick, like, and I'm just buying, you know, one of them tracker bars and just a couple of little treats, you know?
Yeah, a couple of treats.
And anyway, he comes right in, Broadbent, pushes me out of the way, picks up a handful of poppers like that, and then just shoves 30 quid at a bloke, and then he says, sorry, got to go, like that.
Yeah,
and he's off. And I tapped him on the shoulder. I says, Jim, first of all, I think you're a very fine actor, but it's good to know that just like you and me and everyone else, you take handfuls of poppers.
Yeah.
And it puts us all on the same level. Do you know what he said?
What?
He said, fuck off.
Oh.
And I know.
That's disgusting.
I thought, well, I've changed my opinion of you. I've changed it of you.
Oh, God. I had to say that.
That dirty cow.
I was in my Nisa local. I was in the Nisa local.
I know the one.
Which is a wonderful newsagent stroke supermarket.
It's got everything you need.
It does a variety of super noodle flavours. It does batteries. It's got a section in the back that's all poppadoms and dried potpourri, you know, Indian snacks, some tights, an assortment of nail scissors, combs. Cotton, you know, shit you might need. Who's in front of me?
Melvin Bragg off of the arty farty scene.
I call it the arty farty scene. Yeah. You're right.
Well, it is the arty farty scene. You're right to call it that.
He did. That's on his card. He dropped his card, you see. And I picked it up. Hold on, I've got it here somewhere. Hold on, where is it? Oh, yeah.
What did he say?
And it's, it goes...
M. Bragg.
M. Bragg, right? Yeah. M. Bragg, you see?
Yeah.
And it goes...
Oh, look, there's a picture of his hair, because it's famous, his hair.
It goes, Melvin Bragg, for all posh needs, arty, farty stuff, classical music, he's got opera, incomprehensible bullshit about Greek mythology, the Romans, etc., philosophy, and it also goes, appeared on Bullseye, which I didn't know he'd done that.
No, I didn't. He's always dropping in these tidbits, things you didn't know.
For inquiries, please speak to Anna Scher Agency, Islington. Right.
Oh, really? He's still with her?
Yeah, he's got his catchphrase at the bottom. You looking at me, cunt?
Blimey. He's still using that?
Yeah. I mean, I tapped on the shoulder, and he was just buying 20 Lambert and Butler, and I turned, around, and you know, he's got the tweed jacket on, the familiar quiff, that smelling of success, all cravatted up and all that. He's got a couple of Royal Opera House programmes in his pocket. Well, one of them said 1978 on it. You don't fool me, Melvin.
No.
And he said, one is just buying 20 Lambert and Butler gold. Could one have a walnut whip? You know, he wants it. And one would like some chewing gum. Then the way he speaks. I said, Melvin, you're not fooling anyone. I gave him his card back.
Don't have to do that.
And he was in bed, and he shuffled out, and there was Stephen Fry waiting outside, flobbing and having a roll up
on the floor.
And I just ignored them in the end.
No, you should do. You should do, because I bumped into that. What's his name?
A posh one.
The very posh one. Coming out of
Brian Sewell. No,
it wasn't Brian Sewell. It was the other one. It was very, very posh. Well, it was. I was going to say Simon Sharma, but it wasn't him.
Oh.
It was someone that was like him.
Yentob. Alan Yentob. Yeah.
It was Alan Yentob, right? Yeah. And he's good mates with Melvin Bragg, right? And incidentally, used to be good mates with Melvin Hayes as well.
Right?
And he's quite good mates with Marvin Hagler.
Yeah.
And he's good friends with Marcus Garvey as well, the dictator. Not the dictator, but you know, the Rastafarian guy. Anyway, he's stuck in the train station, right, with his ticket, right? And he's all like this, like, you know, he can't get out, right? He's all like this, going, excuse one, because he's sort of quite...
Well, the barriers, is it the barriers?
Yeah, the barriers. Yeah. Excuse one. One has just come from Windsor Castle, looking all around, like... So people will see him, right?
Yeah,
One's just come from Windsor Castle, one can't get through the barriers, please. That's right. And anyway, the bloke comes over, he says, "So, what's that, mate?" He says, "One's just come from Windsor Castle, I was on a day trip to see the Queen, and one can't get through the bloody barriers." He says, "Well, stick your ticket in there, Mr. Mate." And he goes, "All right, thank you." Sticks it in there. Boy. Right, it comes up, child, right?
He's pulling that one, is he?
Yeah, gosh. He's come from Windsor Castle, he's bought a child ticket, right? Now, of course, he does the old, I must have pressed the wrong button, stuff, right?
Yeah.
And the bloke, the guard, has seen it all, right? He goes, "You can't press the wrong button on a new touch screen, mate. This is, you know, you've deliberately bought a child's ticket,
That's it.
And you go, no, one wouldn't be trying to rob the train stations, you know, like
one's
that.
One's a cheeky bastard.
One's a cheeky son of a bitch, right?"
Yeah.
He goes, "Well, one has tried to nick money off us, so one can come over here and I'm going to fill out one's ticket, right?" So Yentob, the mask drops, doesn't it? He kicks off. He says, "You know who the fuck I am. If you try giving me a ticket, right, I'm going to call all my mates at the BBC. I'm going to have watchdog down here, faster than you can say Jack Robinson, and you'll be hauled in front of the magistrates." It is all like posh and it's all disappeared and he chucked his weight around, you know. And the bloke had no choice. He had no choice but to let him through the barriers because the power was too forceful.
I had the same thing at Bushy Leisure Centre. I was going, this is pre-lockdown when he's allowed to swim. I was there, towel rolled out, you know. I let Margaret go off to a jacuzzi and all that. I thought, I'll go do a few lengths of the bath. Right.
Yeah, a bit of exercise.
I turned up and, incredibly for that time of the day, it's the pensioners hour, okay. It's normally not that many people.
Who's in front
of me? Those three birds off of Rip Off Britain. Angela Rippon.
Yeah, I know.
Gloria Honeyfart and Julia Somerville. They're queuing up. lovely fragrant smell of their perfume. Oh,
that nice stink.
Anus. Yeah, that lovely. Smelling.
Gloria Honeyford has one of them. You know them things you plug into the wall to make glaze, the house stink.
Sort of thing.
She's got one of them in her handbag permanently.
That's right, on a battery.
I know that for a fact. She's constantly coming out of her handbag.
They, as that judge said with the case of Mary Archer and Jeffrey Archer, the fragrant Mary Archer. Remember when he went with that prostitute, right?
Yeah, that's it.
They were fragrant. They didn't smell like prostitutes, let's make that clear. The three
that's
of them
absolutely
are
clear. And they're not. They're not.
Let me make this perfectly clear. Those three women have never procured a man for monetary value to have his sex, straight, French, doggy, or otherwise, or even not stop anyone in a car. Yeah.
They've never passed a man on to someone else, none of that.
Perfectly clear. When you see them in the morning giving consumer advice on a variety of issues that affects mostly the elderly, at no point have any of those fragrant women
ever charged men for sex.
Reclined the front seat of an Austin Maxine and tossed off any men behind the gasworks in York Way and the King's Cross. Right? That has never happened. And when you
that
look
has
at
never
them,
happened.
I don't want you for 1 second to imagine that has happened. And if they had, it wouldn't have been a rip-off. It would have been jolly value.
Good value.
Super value.
But they haven't. But they have not.
Anyway, they're queuing up.
I don't think we could make that clearer.
I would like to make that totally clear that Ripon and Junior Somerville have never on the pill. They have never got in a car, went a client off. The bucket of gas was, oh Christ, I've got a nasty cough. Would you like to have a lady for the next half hour? I want to make that clear. That's never happened. That's
never happened. Never, never this year.
Never.
Or any year. Or any year.
My name's Jason Fleming. The More Than My Past podcast will see me talking to a wide range of inspiring people. People who have confronted and overcome addiction or imprisonment or both and turned their lives around.
I did mad things that was hurting myself and hurting other people.
Everybody grows up in a house called normal. Heroin addiction and chaos was my normal.
Some people don't understand the word moderation, and I was definitely one of those people.
The More Than My Past podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
So that's never happened. Anyway, those in front of me at the leisure centre. Nice as pie. Nice as pie.
Yeah.
Could you, Julia Salmon, could you tell me, is it lane swimming? Lovely, pleasant. You can see why they're presenting a top flagship BBC show.
You can see why they've got to where they've got.
Absolutely. The woman behind it goes, just a minute, I'm just, you know, got some armbands that had come in that they were going to put up on it. Because they didn't get a, you know, they didn't deal with their request straight away. The mask slips. The mask slips.
Yeah. The mask will slip, yeah.
The three of them are fighting, Effie and Jeffy. You know, the old towel comes out, whipping it round like they're in D-Wing. Cracking around.
Licking on
like
the
arse. Like a whip.
Yeah. Licking like on the arse, isn't it?
Yeah. Like PE at school.
Yeah, I know. You know, that last inch of towel that does all the damage, right, on naked skin, and they know that as well.
Of course they know. So in the end, I just went off and I waited for I just had a coffee. I'm not going to, and I looked through the glass and I could see them swimming up and down, bombing they was doing, pulling each other's bikini pants down. It was disgusting. Appalling.
Well, you don't want to be part of that, do you? I mean, it's intimidating. And the problem is, when there's the three of them together, they've got a lot of power. But if you get one of them on their own, it's not the same story.
Isn't that always the way?
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Power in numbers. But I used to have a timeshare out in Spain. Right?
If
you remember, on the Costa, right?
On the Costa, yeah.
That's right. It was a big old building. It was a timeshare. And I had it for about, I don't know, maybe like 2 hours a year. Okay, so I could get there and I had two hours in there. And what I used to do is go in there for 2 hours, I stick the telly on, have a quick cup of tea.
Yeah,
no milk, because I didn't have time to go and get any.
No.
Right, so I've stuck the telly on and it's just enough time for me to appreciate the place. And go, oh, this is me. I'm so glad I own a piece of this, you know, for like 2 hours a year.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just enough time to watch the first two-thirds of Avatar.
Right.
Yeah. So I get that under my belt and I know the time scale. I'm like, I know I've got 2 hours.
Don't
so
take
I,
the piss, yeah.
I don't... I don't take the piss. I'm very respectful of the people coming out of the place, right?
Yeah, of course.
Although I will say, on this occasion, they was 5 minutes late getting out.
Oh.
So I lost 5 minutes up the front, right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm just, I'm sitting in there and like 2 hours, like watching my Avatar, thinking, what a lovely place I've got here.
Yeah.
Two hours on the dot. Bang, 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 bang on the door.
Oh,
bang, 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 bang on the door. Yeah. Right. And I'm going, look at the watch. I'm going, shit, is that the time? And I'll say, I just got to pack my bags,
Yeah.
And they're like, bang, bang, got to get bang, 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 bang.
Oh.
I says, excuse me, I had 5 minutes off the front end.
Yeah.
So I'm making it up now. And
right,
like,
right.
And she's like, no, I'm not having that. You get out there. Anyway, I open the door. It's Gloria Honeyford, right?
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, it's Honeyford, right? And she says, if you don't get out of this fucking house, I said, watch the language, please, Gloria.
The mask
drops.
The mask
has dropped, like, as you say, right?
Yeah.
And this is, she's on her own, right? And she says, you don't get out of this fucking timeshare, right? I'm going to report you and I'm going to kick the shit out of you.
Oh.
And I says, hold on a minute, please, Gloria. First of all, I had 5 minutes of the front end where I couldn't, and also, you don't have to talk to me like that.
Right.
You're not with your mates now. You're not with Somerville and
Rip-on.
The one with the legs, right?
Yeah.
I says, you're on your own. okay? Yeah. You haven't got your mates to back you up, right?
That's it.
Right. So I really let her have it, you know. She says, I'm in my house now.
Yeah.
She says, it's not your house now, it's my house now, right?
Oh,
anyway, she's like, I don't know what she's doing. She goes down into her handbag and she comes back up again and just like that and just launches like bang. She nuts me. Square on the nose.
Oh,
right?
That's your oddity.
And she's, I know, and she's had something put in her head, like some metal plate or something,
she has.
Right?
Yeah, there she
so
has.
It really hurt, you know. And, and in the end, I had to go. I had to back down. I thought, Christ, she's mad, you know. So I just got my stuff and sling me up. And I thought, well, I'll see you next year then. It's not nice to meet your heroes sometimes.
Oh no, I mean, I had a similar thing with Hannaford when. I was at Tesco's in Watford, that Tesco Express. Now, you queue up at the chemist's then. You have to buy your stuff separately. I've had some soothing grease for my gooch I wanted to buy. And you buy it there. You don't buy it at the
till. Butter.
Butter.
It's a sort of a soothing butter.
It's a soothing butter. Gucci's.
It's oily.
Gucci's by Johnson's and Johnson's.
Yeah, right. Good.
Gooch. So she was there, and she was buying something similar. I didn't ask.
You wouldn't ask. It would be rude.
That'd be rude. And of course, she goes all over the world. You know, she's an international
consumer advisor.
Consumer advisor. Anyway, I can excuse me. I was in front of you. She, as you say, she's gone into her bag.
She
lifted up her battery, which she attaches her Glade to.
Right.
She got. Right in my face, you know. I mean, of course.
All blood coming out. Lucky you were in the pharmacy.
Great big old thing. It's a 9-volt battery that she carries. All right, she smells gorgeous. But I couldn't smell nothing because all my nose was bad.
Yeah, all smashed up.
So she sort of wandered off to go and get some bacon, I think it was. And I just had to... And then the man behind the counter has gone, would you like something to his? So I had to buy a nasal thing. She's cost me there, you know.
Yeah, well, she will. She doesn't give a shit. She does not give a shit.
She does give a shit.
You had a timeshare.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, I had to give it up in the end.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
It was out in one of them emerging Eastern European places, Serbia, Slovakia.
Oh, I see. Well, it's always a risk. Buying there because you don't know the lie of the land, and you don't know politically if it's stable or not.
No, you don't. But what you do is if you advertise for people to come in, what you tend to get is those celebrities who can't really afford the Cap Ferrat or, you know,
the Corniche.
That's it. You don't get those. You get people who are maybe a little bit sort of, a little bit down.
They want the good life, but they can't.
They can't quite afford it.
They haven't got the funds.
I had that lady who plays Sharon Watts. What's her name? Dean.
Letitia Dean.
All right, so she's turned up with all her mates.
Now, you'd have thought she'd have had a few quid. She's had a few years in EastEnders.
Not a bit of it. The BBC don't pay. She was very famous a few years ago, but not so much. Henceforth, she can only afford my shithole in Serbia, right?
Right.
I get an inquiry. One would like to book.
Oh, here we go.
One would like. No, she. To be fair with her, she was the timeshare. She also had the timeshare in it with me. She go.
Yeah.
One would like to go to one's timeshare on August the 23rd. Now that's late in the season, right?
Yeah, it's late in the season, even for that area.
Even for that, so I'm thinking, well, okay, I dare say I could go. You know, the last couple of days of August. I said, all right. I'm gracious. I've enjoyed a lot of her work with the Mitchell brothers over the years and all that. I've gone, all right, well, okay. How long do you want? She says, I just want a couple of days. All right. Okay. She works hard. She needs a holiday. Oh, I've turned up there with Margaret, right?
Right, yeah.
I don't know who Letitia Dean has had in that place.
Oh, Christ.
But I've put the key in the door. No, right.
Oh,
yeah.
No. You already sense a rat as soon as you're putting the key in the door.
Yeah. I don't know whether she's had Tailforth there. I don't know whether she's had McFadden. Any of them. I've come in.
Grantham.
Who? Grantham. Grantham. Yeah, back in the day.
He's no longer with us. Yeah.
There is... I don't know whether she was unhappy with the service charges on the place, but do you know what a dirty protest is?
Yeah, I do know what that is. I do know what that is, yeah.
I had put in it some beautiful Spanish tiles up the wall depicting, beautiful Costa sunset. Don't know why they're in Serbia. You know, lovely. A señorita doing the flamenco. It's all lovely.
Tasteful.
And smeared up there, right? Oh, it just went, fuck BBC in shit.
Really? Well, she's obviously had a few.
Yeah. It's just smeared. You know, I once felt guilty because I left a tea bag in the sink and went, I worried all the way back to Luton about that on the plane. There's, honestly... There is shit all over the place. I'm not going to blame Jim.
No, don't point the finger.
Jim Thingy, who plays Dot. But someone has set fire to one of the beds in the guest bedroom.
You know? Well, yeah. That is what June does.
Yeah, that's it.
Form for that.
Yeah, I've gone to the fridge to get some of that horrible UHT Serbian milk to make a cup of tea.
Yeah.
What do I find in there? A pig's head just left in there. And I said, any of your problems...
Very disrespectful.
Any of your problems with the BBC, any of the licensing or contractual agreements...
It's nothing to do with you.
It's nothing to do with me, is it? You know, I'm just...
What do you take it out on the time share flat?
Yeah, you know. Yeah. So in the end, I got rid of it, you know. I got rid of it.
Well, I mean, I suppose a timeshare is only as good as the people you are sharing the time with.
Exactly.
If you turn up there and, like, you had with Dean and I had with Honeyford, who's I've still got scars on my nose where she
nutted
me.
I can see them.
And then after she nutted me, she went for me, like, she tried to bite my nose off, straight.
Christ.
And at that point, I'm like, no, I just... So I sold up. I said, look, give my 2 hours to somebody else, mate. I don't want any more part of this because I don't want to bump into her again.
No.
You know what I mean?
Well, it ruins her.
She's
holiday.
Unstable.
It ruins her.
It does ruin your holiday. I mean, and I don't have much time, you know.
No.
It's that I have a very short window for holiday because I'm so busy.
But you only pay £17, don't you? And that's...
Well, I pay £17, yeah. But, I mean, you have to... You have to cut your cloth accordingly.
Of course you do. Yeah,
you know, I don't want to be living above my means and all the rest of it. So if 2 hours in the timeshare is what I can afford, then 2 hours in the timeshare is what I'll have.
I
will say, I don't want that limited time that I do have to be ruined by getting headbutted by Gloria Hannaford or her trying to bite my nose off my face.
Quite right.
It's unreasonable to expect... You know, it's unreasonable to put up with that. You know? And if I took it to the European Court of Human Rights, which I was going to do,
weren't you?
Yeah, I said to her, I said, look, you want me to get my lawyers involved? And she said no. I said good because I don't have any, right?
No.
So I got out of that one, right? But if I had have taken it there, I'd have had a very strong, very, very strong case. But you know what they're like in Europe. It's all brushed under the carpet and it's all backhanded.
People
get paid off. And Honeyford knows the system.
Of course
Honeyford knows the system. And she knows that I don't know the system. So she's got one up there.
Yeah, well, you know. She wrote you that letter, didn't she? It was a rather underhand apology, but it did suggest...
Yeah, she wrote me this letter. I've got it here, right? She says, Dear Angelos, listen, I know we've shared the timeshare flat for 5 years now, and you have your 2 hours a year, and I use it for 3 months.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's one thing.
Out of order,
and I says, she says, Now, look, I know that you had been, they had been late leaving, so you was late leaving.
Right, okay,
and,
fair enough.
Yeah, and I says, yeah, that is what, you know, she finally recognised the situation, right? And she says, I know that happened, and I know you've only got 2 hours to watch basically a three-hour film, so you have to watch a lot of it on fast forward, all of which is true, right? So I understand that you want to relax. And, all right, when I got to Spain, I'd had a few drinks, and I'd been on the plane. I'd been on the plane, and I'd been at it since 5 a.m. in the Spoons at Gatwick, right?
Yeah, that's
it. It's all in the letter. It's all in the letter, right? Okay, so as you can understand, by the time I reached the door, I was coming down off a lot of booze, and I was feeling very ratty, and I'd eaten a bit too much as well, she said. Right?
On the flight, yeah.
On the flight, right?
A panini, she paid for.
And it had stayed with me, she said. I don't know what that about.
Don't hear about that, no.
I said, it's a bit too much information.
Anyway,
the upshot is, by the time I got to the door, I just wanted to go to bed, and I didn't want to have to deal with you. So when I headbutted you in the face and then tried to bite your nose off, it was because of all the reasons I have previously stated in the letter. Now, it doesn't make it right, but in the future, if you could get out on time, it would save us all this hassle, right? So it was an apology,
of
but
sorts.
Not really.
No,
blaming me. Blaming the victim. Blaming the victim, right? I gave the place up.
And yet, on the programme, we contacted the gas board.
We are on your side. We're on your side.
It's but, you know, charity begins at home. Look at yourself. Physician,
be pointing the finger at corporations, you know.
Physician, heal thyself, I say.
That's right. I've had some disputes with Indesit over a washing machine,
right?
And they done very, very well for me. They gave me the money back. They replaced the item that was broken, right? They didn't come round and knock on my door and headbutt me in the face and try to bite my nose off and send me what is sent to me, a victim-blaming letter.
Well,
you know, they didn't do none of that.
But those three...
they can't afford to.
No, them three, it's all very well. When you see it on the programme, it's all edited. Oh, we wrote to them, we got an apology. Oh, we really do hope you at home, you know, we're fighting your corner. Do you remember that Bosch washer-dryer I had that went wrong, right?
Yes,
I've written in to Gloria, Julia and Angela Rittman, dear ladies.
Yeah.
I didn't say
three.
I'd met
the big
them.
Three. The Holy Trinity.
The Holy Trinity. I didn't say nothing about the leisure centre and all that trouble. I just said, dear ladies, I've had no luck with the customer service at Bosch. We bought a tumble dryer, it's a washer as well, and it doesn't work. Right, I was expecting a reasoned reply from their office, right? Comes back, right. It just goes...
Well, at least something to say, all right, we'll get on this and we'll have a look for you.
Yeah, and what comes back is like the corner of an envelope ripped off inside the envelope. I won't know, what the fuck is it? And they've just written and written, tough shit, wanker, right? And they signed it.
They signed it.
Yeah, they signed it at the bottom, just their initials, you know.
Christ almighty.
A creased up bit of paper, a bit of a coffee stain on it.
Disgusting.
Oh, shit, wanker, they've got. Now that is not what I expect. It's a public service.
That's right. That's not why you pay your licence fee.
No,
they're taking
it's
a,
not.
Taking
well,
a piss. Well, I hope this has helped.
It should have helped.
Can't imagine why it shouldn't have helped. But if you have been affected by any of the themes or, you know, the topics that we've mentioned throughout the podcast, then please go to www.angelsabarry.com/GloriaHoney. It's not all she
cracked up to be.
In fact, none of them are .co.uk.
None of them are. Yeah, that's it. Right, you guys, please.
Oh yeah, don't
you know
forget
on
to come
Thursdays?
Yeah.
Tell them about Thursdays.
Thursday, 10:30 p.m. on Zoom. Every Thursday, we're there doing this. we do the Night Show, and it's only a fiver, for God's sake.
Come on,
and
it's funny.
Great fun, and you get a talent show. You get real weirdos, members of the public, coming on and trying to impress everybody for 30 seconds. And if you want to have a go at that, then please contact us on Twitter. We want to have you.
Yeah, come on. We just go to you live in your home, right? And you perform, say, well, come on, it's great fun. And what else are you going to do? We're not supposed to be going out much. And if you do, you have to sign your life away, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. So come and watch us on the Night Show instead, because you'll have the time of your life.
We're going to Patreon now to do a beautiful 15-minute.
We're the real fans.
We're the real gold.
Not you scum.
Okay. Anyway. All right, guys. Lots of love.
GreatBigOwl.com.
My mate bought a toaster. We go through celebrities' Amazon purchase histories so you don't have to. Keep calm and love Dom Jolly novelty keyring and fridge magnets.
Yeah, I love that.
The G-spot.
The good vibrations, guys.
Green dot laser sight rifle gun scope.
I've bought that quite a lot of times, I think.
Right, okay. The sex doctor's guide to keeping it hot.
Ah, interesting.
Did another child come along 9 months later?
Yeah.
Loads of great eps up now, and new ones dropping every Monday. That's My Mate Bought a Toaster from Great Big Al.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.